there has been this chemical scare in California, and Facebook seems to be the target. Joining us on the line now is Harold Schappel-Homan from the Menlo Park Fire District. He's the chief there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry you had to hear that little brouhaha there, Harold.
It's interesting.
Yeah, real interesting. Tell us about the chemical attack, or what appears to be a chemical attack on Facebook.
Well, I would say, yeah, it appears. We're not sure if, in fact, it actually is. And so there were some earlier reports that several of the workers that were injured were exposed. That's not necessarily correct. There's no medical component with this at this time. But what happened this morning was Facebook, which has somewhere between 20 and 25,000 employees in Menlo Park and has several large campuses and other buildings that they lease in the area, almost 100 buildings, has a central receiving point for all mail and packages, which is smart business, right? It doesn't end up in a building before it goes through a processing facility that has detection equipment. And they ran it through three different, basically, processes, and two of those identified that there could be sarin involved with the package. So that's really what we're dealing with right now and have been dealing with, you know, most of the day is, you know, how do we contain that if it is in fact, and, you know, how do we identify in the end if it is or isn't? And so that's what we're working on still currently.
So how the Facebook staff, how are they going about their business?
Well, so this processing facility is mostly automated.
Right.
So it has very small staff, and like I mentioned, this doesn't end, no package ends up in any of the buildings where, you know, the hundreds, if not thousands, of employees reside. So that's the good news. They followed the protocol. They went through three phases on testing. Then they called 911, and we came out. The fire department came out. We'll establish a command post and bring in our hazmat team, which is what's been done. And kind of unique for this call has been to bring in the Cal Guard, which is the civil support team, and what they specifically specialize in is chemical, biological, and radiological weapons. So we brought their team in. That's taken a little bit longer to get them in here, but they have the specific equipment that's necessary to do a real detection if, in fact, there is something that's present there. At this point, again, we don't know whether it is or isn't, but, you know, we're taking all the precautions necessary to make sure that, you know, it stays isolated, and if, in fact, it is, we contain it and get it out of the building, and if it isn't, we can just clear it.
All right, and did you say whether the FBI's called in yet?
They were, yeah. Anytime through the United States Postal Service, any type of mail or package has any type of problem, you know, the Postal Service will use the FBI. They'll be called in. So they're involved, and, you know, we'll wait and see again. The civil support team just arrived on scene about half an hour ago. They'll go in with our hazardous materials team and the fire team, and then together they'll either bag and tag and remove, or they'll use whatever sensing equipment they come with to identify. But in all cases, we're hopeful that the next several hours, you know, we'll wind this down and remove that product.
Okay, well, good luck with that, and we'll certainly be keeping tabs on your investigations. And now, Harold, they tell me you have been to our fair city of Melbourne, have you?
I have, many years ago. Very beautiful. Australia in general. Treated very well there, too, by the way.
Yeah, what was your favorite memory of Melbourne?
You know, I went out and saw the air sea rescue operations when I was there. I was very fortunate to be able to do that. And so that was a highlight for me, especially working now 39 years in the fire service.
Well, it must be due for you to come back. It's a beautiful day here in Melbourne today. Not a cloud in the sky. Sun is shining, probably about 30 degrees.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, beautiful here in California, too. So, you know, either way, can't lose.
Well, I've got to be honest with you. It's overcast. It's very gray, and it's about 11 degrees. So it's not the greatest day.
Is that right?
Anyway, good on you, Harold. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, sir. Take care.
Okay, thank you. 16 past nine. That's the apparent chemical attack there at Facebook in California.